Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the 8th and the 9th Mishnah of the 9th chapter of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. The principle that drives the next two Mishnahs is that you have to return, if you're the sharecropper or somebody who is working on a predetermined amount of money or predetermined volume of food to give to the owner, you have to return the owner's land when you're finished after X amount of years. You have to make sure the land is no worse off than the land that you took into it when you took upon the responsibility. And in these Mishnahs, it is not clear, there is some dispute among the commentaries, whether the Mishnah applies to a sharecropper, somebody who agrees to give a percentage of his harvest to the owner, or whether it is whether it applies to a choker, somebody who pre-designates an amount of crop to give to the owner, or both. Hamakabel sadem ichaviro lizara seorim, lo yizra'ena chitim. Chitim yizra'ena so'rim. If you accept a field to sow barley, you cannot sow wheat. And that's because the wheat is more disruptive to the soil than the barley, and therefore you're returning to the owner something which is worse than what you took on. But the Tanakhama says, chitim yizra'ena so'rim, which means if you rented it to grow wheat, you could grow barley, since if it's less detrimental, therefore it's no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oser. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't do it either way. If you got it for wheat, you do wheat. If you got it for barley, you do barley. And there are two possibilities. Either Rashbag is dissenting on a central issue of whether you're allowed to change from a pre-agreed-upon deal. And there's quite a bit of that above Zia. If you agree to do things one way, you can't just change it to do the other way, and just doing that is essentially akin to stealing. So even if you're going to benefit, if the owner will benefit from it, you can't make that change. The other possibility is he doesn't agree in principle with the Tanakhama that changes for the better are okay, but at least according to the Bart Neurer, the commentary of the Bart Neurer, he's disagreeing on an agricultural fact. And he asserts that since the owner will get back the land, and he wanted to plant wheat, and you planted barley, and now he's going to have to switch back and forth between wheat and barley, wheat and barley, wheat and barley, that's ultimately harmful to the field, and therefore it cannot be done either. Tivua lo yizrena kitniot, kitniot yizrena tivua, so according to the Tanakhama, if you grow grains, you can't grow legumes because they're harder on the field, but the other way around is okay. And Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oser, and once again Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees for the same two possible reasons that we discussed up above. Mishnah Yud continues in this vein on the subject of returning a field in the same condition that you received it in. Mekabel sadem michaviro l'shanim muatot, lo yizra'ena pishtan, ve'en lo bikorat shikma. If you've taken on to work a field, but for a shorter period of time than 7 years, which we'll see why we figure that out in the next part of the Mishnah, you can't grow flax. Flax is what they make linen from. And you can't cut limbs off a shikma tree. Those were called korot because they were apparently very high quality wood and were used for the beams of a house or for a roof, rafters, that kind of thing. So the flax, the reason why you can't do flax is because the roots stay in the ground for 7 years. And since you're giving back the field to the owner before those 7 years are up, you're going to give him back a field where it's very hard to grow things on because the flax can't be weeded out so easily or at all for 7 years. In the case of the shikma tree, also the shikma tree, it takes a while. It grows back its limbs, so people cut off limbs and then they grow back. But it takes 7 years or more to grow back, or 7 years to grow back the limbs, and therefore, if you're not going to work the field for 7 years, you're going to wind up giving back the owner a tree which has less or no value than when you took it. Kabbalai mena l'sheva shanim. But what if you took the field to work for 7 years? Shanari shona yizra'ena pishtan. So on the first year, you can sow with flax, and that's because by the time the owner gets it back in the 8th year, since you only planted the flax in the first year, that means that the roots will ultimately be uprooted, and therefore the field will go back to its higher quality state. The yeshlo bekorat shikma, and you can cut off the limbs, the high quality limbs of the shikma tree to use for building, because by the 8th year, if you do it in the first year, then in the 8th year they will wind up, the owner will wind up getting back his field back with shikma tree with wood to spare.